you'd never be able to truly appreciate what you created if it weren't for the grind that you put in, both making it and then getting it out to people. Hi, everybody. My name is Dan Votto. This is My 5 Minutes. This is my podcast. And today we're going to talk about the grind. What am I referring to when I say the grind? It's about the day in, day out things that need to get done, whether you're an artist or whether you're a TV repairman, whether you are a cook, as my friend Meat here is, chef.
I use the term loosely.
Loosely, yes. But it's the stuff that you got to do. And you saw an example of me doing my daily grind, which is packing a box, sending it out somewhere, answering an email, doing all of that, rinse, repeat. And we'll talk about some specific examples about the grind that I've seen in my life that worked. But we're going to talk also to someone who's got his own examples of the grind. And so just to let you know who Meat is, for those of you who maybe are watching this that came to our venue, the Art Boutique, Meat was the guy over the last year and a half of our existence. If you ate something 9 out of 10 times, it was prepared by him. Nope. And that 10th time when you got cold tater tots, it was done by me. Because I don't subscribe to the same grind that Meat does. So Meat, give us a little bit about you.
I will say it is a different grind.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, I mean, the grind is the grind.
Yes.
It is all the work you do that is not glamorous.
Yeah.
Heads down, mouth closed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, you got a knife in your hand for the first 3 hours of your shift. And then the last 4 hours of your shift is busting ass and sweating your balls off on the line.
Uh-huh.
You know, so the grind for me on a daily would be you get in, you clock in, grind starts.
What's the first part you talked about? The first 3 hours of the day, you have a knife in your hand. What are you doing with that knife?
Oh, yeah. I'm slicing mushrooms. I'm basically preparing my station.
Okay.
You know, whatever station I am in the kitchen, that's what I'm preparing for the day so that everything is fresh for that next shift.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I'm slicing a case of mushrooms. I'm dicing onions. I'm chopping herbs and mixing them together. You know, that is the grind to get ready. And then you do all of that. So you're set for your day,
mm-hmm.
and then it starts again the next day.
And that's over and over
and over and over.
But to get to that grind, you had to learn how to do.
Oh, yeah.
So what was that like?
Oh, man. The training grind.
Yeah.
Well, in the restaurant industry, the training grind is brutal.
Yeah.
Because it is nonstop. I had a guy who one time was a culinary school graduate. And we did an internship,
okay.
And he came in. And so it's like, okay, so to start him on his daily grind, he still had that CCA college mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, every mushroom he sliced was perfect,
mm-hmm.
but it took him an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I needed those mushrooms 25 minutes ago.
So it's perfect,
you know?
the antithesis to being good?
No.
So you'd be perfect and good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's thankless and hard, but that's why people who do it love it.
Yeah.
You know, because again, my industry is the grind.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, the outcome is the beautiful plate you put on the line at the end that goes out.
Yeah.
And you may never hear a word about it from anybody.
Yeah.
As long as you can look at that and go, oh yeah, that's the shit.
Yeah. It's about the beautiful plate that you send out.
Yeah.
So it becomes a thing where that daily grind, it pays off because you've already chopped the onions. You've already chopped up.
Yep.
You've whatever else that might go on that dog. And people have asked for a lot of strange things on dogs at the Art Boutique.
Lettuce,
tomato on a hot dog. All right, that's
sure.
Cool. But you've sliced up everything. You've diced it up. You've got it set up in a station. You've got the relish there. You've got the condiments all set. And you put it on with care. And you learn that care by repetition.
Yep.
Doing it over and over and over again.
For me,
what I want to impart upon the people who – if you watched the first part of this before we started our discussion, you saw me packing boxes. You saw me printing a T-shirt. You saw me answering my emails and going over and over and over again. And that's kind of like the day. It's not glamorous. It's hard. You've got to learn how to do it. And you've got to do it in every aspect. If you're a creative professional, you can't just simply be an artist and sit around and hope that someone's going to notice your art. At some point, You've got to get out there. My favorite story is maybe about 30 or 35 years old. Jeff Smith, you know Jeff Smith, created Bone. Famously, Bone was not a comic that sold exceedingly well when it first came out. And then it caught fire. But one of the reasons it caught fire is because Jeff worked very hard. SLG Publishing was just starting out with trying to distribute other people's comics because we were frustrated with the system. Sure. And still are. Yeah. And that's what we're doing today. So we're coming back full circle. I had decided to try and bring in a few other things that I thought were kind of cool. And one of them was Bone. And we were selling, I think, a decent number, mostly to retailers in California where the shipping was cheap. But we were, you know, would talk with Jeff on the phone, you know, quite frequently and order stuff and bring it in and all that kind of thing. So Jeff moved at this period of time, he moved into a house in Los Gatos because his wife had gotten a tech job somewhere, which I don't remember where. But she got a tech job and he followed her out. And so one of the things that Jeff did was go into the phone book and look where every comic book store was, right? And so the name of our comic book store was A World of Fantasy. It wasn't SLG Publishing. So he just looked up, saw A World of Fantasy, got the address, and just rolled on out. And so I'll never forget this because Craig, guy who managed my store, Craig, and who was actually responsible for buying all those Bones, right?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's the one that said we should carry this for sure. And
good taste.
Yeah, very good taste. But he's the one that got the book into our thing, and he's the one that dealt with Jeff most of the time. We both happened to be standing at the front counter that day, and Jeff came breezing in, and I'd seen a picture of him, so I knew who he was. But this is a long time ago. This is pre-Facebook. This is kind of almost pre-internet. So there's no...
Yeah.
You know, you're talking to someone on the phone. You don't necessarily know who they are.
Yeah, you're literally knocking on doors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff walked in, saw us behind the counter, walked straight up to the counter, and went into his spiel. Hi, my name is Jeff Smith. I publish a comic called Bone. I can't really remember the rest of it, but it was all like he started espousing its virtues, how it's great for kids, but adults can like it too. He's doing the whole bit, right? And we're just like, yeah, it is Jeff Smith. And it was like, I kind of look at Craig. Craig looks at me. He's like, let's let him finish.
Yeah.
So he goes through his whole thing. He's like, I'd love to see if you could carry my book in your store. And so I just, when he was done, I just looked at him and says, hey, Jeff, spin her out. And there was like every issue of Bone just right behind him, right? And so I was like, and I stuck my hand out. I was like, I'm Dan Votto, SLG Publishing. This is Craig. This is the guy you've been talking to. And he's like, oh, no way. So, you know, on the one hand, it's like he probably felt like, oh, shoot, I kind of wasted my time here. I tell that story not to make Jeff look dumb because he wasn't.
Yeah.
And this is just the way it was back at that point and the way it is. And I had similar instances where I didn't do exactly that type of thing. But Jeff walked in and nobody's carrying his comic back then. Nobody knew what his comic was, or very few people did. But Jeff walked in with the assumption he didn't stroll around the store, which if he'd have did, then
sure.
But you didn't stroll around the store. He just walked in assuming we weren't going to have that, his comic.
Yeah.
And it was a reasonable expectation that we would that would be the case. And he went into his spiel is that he had this down. He did this all the time.
Yeah.
Whenever he traveled, I imagine, whenever he went somewhere, whenever he went into a town, he searched out the comic book stores, walked in, gave him his sales pitch. I think he was going to give us a free sample, but we obviously didn't need it, you know, but, you know, gave us a sales pitch, did the whole bit. And I'm sure he repeated this pitch in store after store after store. And I commend him on that. That's the grind. That's the part that's not the sexy, let's make a comic book. Yeah. Because the world is not going to beat a path to your door.
Yeah.
You need to know how to chop the onions.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You need to know how to lay out the, what do they call it, the mise en place?
Yeah, that's exactly everything in its place. Yeah,
everything in its place. Mise en place. I said that right.
Yeah, nicely done.
Like that, yeah. I did that right.
Way to go, Scoffy Egg. Yeah, yeah,
Anyways, if you're an artist, you got to keep working on your art, and maybe you're going to find a new technique. And then you're going to take that art, and you're going to start walking into galleries.
Yeah.
Can I put my art here? And then when the galleries all say no, then you start with the coffee shops and the record stores and whatever it might be. And maybe you're going to music festivals and just handing out like stickers
singles
with art. You know, I was like,
yeah,
you know, don't this guy's handing you. Don't take anybody's CD, by the way. That's going to destroy your computer.
Yeah.
But that's that part of the grind. Yeah. Eventually, Bones sold well enough that Jeff no longer had to go into every comic book store around. I respect the hell out of him for doing that. I just went to a book fair and did a book reading. It was embarrassing to me.
Really?
Yes, yeah, because I was the only one. They gave us 5 minutes, and I was the only one that ran out of time on my thing. And I practiced the night before when I was going to read. I'm like, how did that happen? maybe they started the clock a little fast on me. I don't know. I don't really pay attention. It doesn't matter. It was embarrassing. Does that mean I'm never going to do that again? Maybe not that particular book fair, but I will do that again. I will go anywhere in terms of like what I am trying to do for myself, you know, being a writer, is that I want to, I want people to know my work as me. So this is part of this podcast is a grind. Hopefully it helps me build a brand, and hopefully that brand comes back to me so that when I write something that you'll come back and watch or read it rather, or you'll come back and watch this and maybe this will become my artwork. I don't know, but it's, you have to do the work. That's just that.
Yep.
That's the grind.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. You can't expect somebody else to grind for you.
Yeah.
Although, and not only that, but why would you? You'd learn nothing.
Right. You would never be able to appreciate, I think, right? You'd never be able to truly appreciate what you created if it
totally
was if it weren't for the grind that you put in both making it and then getting it out to people. I guess what I would say, just to kind of come in closing, is that just because you're an artist doesn't isolate you from the need to participate in this sort of thankless, repetitive, dull and dreary portion of this entire thing, which is we like to call the grind. My name's Dan Votto. This has been My 5 Minutes. Thanks very much. We'll see you next time. This one came in at 14 minutes, getting worse as I go along. I want to thank Dylan Votto for providing me with the music for this episode. Be sure to check out his latest project, Heart Matter, at heartmattersounds.com. Can I actually make a 5-minute episode? I don't think so. Well, I'm going to give it a try. Join me next week and find out.